Welcome to Beautifully Bloomed, the podcast where we explore how to break you out of the box of rules and beliefs that are holding you back from the life you're meant to live. I'm your host, Rebecca Turvo. Join me as I share mindset tools, coaching conversations, and human design to help you uncover your unique gifts and create the life, relationships, and business you desire. Hi, it's Christmas Eve, and I just wanted to make this short special episode to let you know that I'm thinking about you and your family and hoping that you are celebrating the holidays with those you love. And I know 2020 has been kind of an interesting year. I like to use that term interesting because for me, 2020, even with all the weird stuff going on, I had such an impactful year personally. I made a lot of shifts, and today I wanted to kind of summarize that with you, this is a way that I do it at the end of every year. I like to look back at what happened in 2020 and kind of look ahead to what I want to feel like at the end of the next year and what I think will change in my life and what to look forward to and open myself to the possibility of a new year. And so I thought I would do that today. Next week, what will happen is my interview with Karen Gillan will come out. If you heard any of last week's episodes, the intro to her episode was in those episodes. So you might want to go listen to that. And then part two of her interview is coming out next week. So I look forward to seeing those out there, but this is a special day and I like to celebrate the end of the year. And so today I thought was a great day to do that. So I was looking back at my 2020. Now, I don't know about you, but like I said, my 2020 was pretty impactful. For one thing, I turned 50 in June, and I had been kind of gearing up for this. I thought of 50 as this big transformational number, and I wanted to be prepared. And I had thought, well, how do I want to feel about turning 50? I know some people I've heard in the past, you know, some people think it's just a terrible number. And I thought, no, I don't think it's a terrible number at all. In fact, I've heard other people say your life starts at 50. So I just decided that I am going to start this new phase of my life at 50. So I knew that 2020, even without all the interesting things that were going on, the pandemic and all that stuff, even then, I knew it was going to be a big year for me. So I had already been preparing for that. And I started towards the end of 2019. I had gone to a retreat with my coach, Karen Gillan. Like I said, you'll hear her interview next week. I had gone to this retreat and that started this ball rolling. I knew something big was going to shift because my life started cracking open. Something happened at that retreat that really brought some things to the surface. And I found human design, which is a huge tool that in 2020 has helped me really embrace the beauty of who I'm here to be and what I'm here to do. And I feel like I had been ignoring so much of my own gifts and my unique self because I had been put myself in a box. Once again, this is a continual pattern with me, but I had put myself in a box of what I thought I should be doing, how I thought I needed to run a coaching business, what I thought I needed to do because I had this accounting degree and because I am a CPA and I might as well use those skills, right? So I thought that I had to do all these things. And I kind of started to let go of a lot of that during 2020. And it's been so impactful to release the need to be a certain way, to do grief coaching, which was the business I had been doing since 2017. So when we lost Trevor in 2012 of unexpected suicide, he was 17 years old. And that impacted our lives greatly. And one amazing thing that came out of that is that I learned that even after such a tragic loss, that I could have joy in my life and that I could teach my children that they could have joy in their life too. And that's when I started doing grief coaching and helping other women who had lost children to suicide to find joy in their life. But the grief coach title started to feel really heavy this year. In fact, it started to feel heavy last year. And so I made this decision that I was going to release the grief coaching and focus more on life coaching. And that has been a huge relief. Let me say a huge relief. Now, I know that this is a very important part. People need, the reason I got into grief coaching was because I could not find a suicide grief coach. And I really would have wanted one. And so I just decided to become a certified life coach and do grief coaching. And it really helped me to heal deeper, I think, and quicker than I would have otherwise. And it's not a race to heal, but I feel like it was a huge part of my healing journey is to do the work myself, create that possibility that I could help others, become certified, learn all the tools, and then do the work with others. And that provided an even deeper healing for me. And I think it served its purpose. It was amazing. And now I came to the point where I really want to help people create a life. I want to help women create a life and a business that is unique to them and to their purpose and to their gifts. And that is why I brought Human Design into my life and my business this year. It's made a huge impact. So in 2020, as I'm looking back, I let go of my grief coaching. I am now letting go of my last accounting client. I've been working with accounting work since I was 18 years old. So this is a huge deal for me to say that I'm giving that up. I turned 50. I found Human Design. I launched a podcast. I launched a new program that included Human Design. I feel like there's been a lot of shifts. And so the next question I always have for myself is, how do I want to feel at the end of 2021? So in a year from now, when I'm looking back at the 2021, what do I want to be celebrating? And a couple of things are going to happen in 2021 that I'm committed to already. One of them is that I'm going to be a certified transformational retreat leader. And the second one is that I will be a certified hypnotherapist and a certified EFT practitioner. And those things are going to make a big impact for my clients. I have given a lot of retreats. In fact, I've given 7 retreats in the past. But this is changing the way that I deliver retreats with clients. And I'm super excited to do that. Also, at the end of the year, I will have collaborated with a life coach, a fellow life coach. We are planning to do a collaborative retreat together. So watch out for that, because I'm excited about collaborating with somebody where I bring my skills and she brings her skills, and we make this amazing experience for our retreat attendees. The other thing I want to be looking back at is that I have up-leveled the group program that I started in 2020. I am going to start running it again, and I'll probably do it 2 or 3 times in 2021. And I just can't wait to see how that evolves. I'm super excited for the possibility of 2021. I had no idea at the end of 2019 that I will have released my podcast in 2020. So I am open to the possibility of other things happening that I can't right now even fathom. Oh, the other one thing that I think is important is that I want to hire a VA in 2021. I'm ready to be supported in my business. And it's something that I dipped my toe in the water in 2020. It was something that I wasn't ready for, and I didn't have a clear enough vision. And I think now I definitely have a clear enough vision. I have definitely plenty of things I need support with. And so I am looking forward to taking that next step in my business and being that next level leader who can lead myself and my business and have a team member who can help out with my vision. So that is what I have come to the conclusion of when I look back at my 2020 and towards 2021. And so I am wondering about you. What are you looking forward to? If you think about yourself a year from now, what do you think you will want to have said about 2021? There's a couple other things too. Personally, I would love to have gone through the empty nest thing, because my daughter is 17, and this is our last child at home, and she's talking about going away for college. So I will want to look back at 2021 and I will want to have come through that gracefully, that empty nest period that I'll be transitioning to. And I also want to know that I want to feel a lot of intimacy and connection with my husband. This is a thing that we have started working on in 2020, is a different level of connection and intimacy in our marriage. And that is very important to me. So those are a couple personal things that I think will be very important in my life. And other than that, I'm just so excited for the possibilities and the opportunities that are going to come up next year. So thank you so much for listening to this quick, short episode, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please go subscribe so that you get notified of all the future goodies that are coming along. While you're there, please leave me a review and let me know what you think. So excited to share this with you and can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.